The new exhibition at Embray Studios, 310 West Broad Street in Bethlehem, are Jan Croker's Childhood Memories. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. The paintings in Childhood Memories were inspired by many simple childhood objects and memories and painted in her Kutztown studio. Jan Croker earned her MFA from Penn State and currently teaches drawing at Northampton Community College. The paintings in Childhood Memories were inspired by many simple childhood objects and memories. Her objects are also on display alongside the work, reminding us of how simple objects can evoke strong, powerful memories. Her paintings have been exhibited numerous times over the past 6 years, including shows in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Last year, she took third place in the Alfresco Plein Air in Kutztown, and Dreamcake was a finalist in the 2012 Still Life category of Artist Magazine. Artist Jan Croker.
I've had people say, gee, I wish the world really looked like this. The problem is, it looks like this, but in tiny little minute times. Today is a great example. It's gorgeous out there right now. This morning was fabulous, and this evening is just amazing. And so there's maybe an hour or two where the light is like that. The problem is that we're all busy running around doing all of our other things, or we're still sleeping, or we don't walk outside and take a look. The light is like this, but it's just like this for a little bit. Although I sometimes push the color, these are all done with the light that exists.
I don't know if they make this style of plastic anymore with these colors. There's a sense of nostalgia to them, of childhood. These are the colors of the 60s, 50s. Everybody ate off of Fiesta ware. Everybody had Lucite blocks that were iridescent.
Yeah.
That tends to take each one of the paintings and put you in that nostalgia mood or contemplative mood.
And some things are old and some things aren't. Like those Lucite boxes, I just bought them a couple years ago. I always go to the thrift stores. I look for the brightest, most visually interesting things that I can put together. When I saw those boxes, I thought, whoa, I can do something with that. But I had no idea what I'd use it for. I just thought, this is definitely something I want to put in a still life.
Do you collect objects? Do you have piles of them that you say, well, now it's time to dig through and create stuff from those?
I have an old house in Kutztown. And actually, this is kind of how it got started. About 3 years ago now, we had a winter where we were basically locked down for 3 days. I was locked in my house with this snowstorm. So I went up in my attic and started digging through to see what I could find, and I dug out my Chinese checker game, the stacker thing, and some of my old marbles, and it was amazing light. It just was 2 feet of snow, and that was how this whole series began.
I know with watercolors, you can't do too much. Once you put too much on the paper, you just have to scrap up the paper and go away. And because these have so much light, because these are radiating so much light, I was wondering if that's also the skill here, is to be careful and don't put too much down.
You're good at catching that. There's some places where the color is opaque, and there's other places where the color is like watercolor and it's transparent.
Does that help with the transmission of the idea of light?
Yes. If you have an object, like the ones with the Lucite box and the one with the refrigerator container from the 30s, those are translucent or transparent objects anyway. To get the color to look right, I do layer after layer of glazing, where you put the transparent paint through until it looks like the right color. On those Lucite boxes, I think I glazed on and off for 6 days, getting the right look to those colors.
Still life your forte? Is this the idea of setting these things up, or do you do a number of different things?
Actually,
this whole show is really a lot of still life.
I try to have a focus. What really happened was I started painting outdoors. I got involved in plein air painting. That same bad winter, I painted up at Chad's Ford in that deep snow. Oh, and it was great light. It was bitter cold. I walk around when I paint in front of my easel. I look down, and my feet were like two blocks of ice. I'd put newspapers down so I would have something other than snow. The newspapers then got all jumbled around my feet, like two big blocks of snow and newspapers and mud. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to paint inside when it's really bad weather out. And so I paint outside when the weather is good. I paint inside when the weather isn't. And I feel like I make my own sun. Even on the still life, I like to have a sense of where the light is coming from. You can manipulate a viewer's eyes to look where you want them to look. That's your job, to move their eye around that page. A lot of people think, oh, I'm painting fruit, oh, I'm painting a glass, and then they just move on. But you really need to think about how you're painting what you're painting, how you're putting in the color and building the whole thing together.
Jan Krueger's childhood memories are on view in Embray Studio, 310 West Broad Street in Bethlehem. For more information, their phone number is 610-428-2484. More information also available at embraystudio.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.